What's going on, Drinking Buddies? Brand new podcast coming right at you. But you know what we got to do first. We got to talk about those things that generate a little revenue. First and foremost, we are brought to you by the Patreon at patreon.com/Matt Slayer. You can support this podcast for as little as $3 a month. It's less than the cost of a beer. And for a little more, you can get this audio version ad-free. And for a little bit more than that, you can get all the video versions early and uncensored, in addition to some other bonus content that I'm throwing together. So check that out today at patreon.com/Matt Slayer. We are also brought to you by the merch store at anwd.net/merch. For my regular Drinking Buddies, if you've been tuning in the last couple weeks, you know that I've had two merch stores. It's been a whole migration thing. anwd.net/merch now takes you to the Spreadshop merch store that has hats and all the apparel. I'll be setting up a link to get back to the Redbubble store, which will be more of my artwork and street art prints. But in the meantime, go to anwd.net/merch, or if you're viewing this on YouTube, go click on the store link. Making new merch all the time. Just rolled out with Drink Up Motherfucker hats in a badass metal font, if I do say so myself. Check that all out today at anwd.net/merch. Last, but seriously not least, the easiest way to support this show is twofold. Tell your friends. Signal boost. Just let people know about the show. The other amazingly easy way to support this show is go to youtube.com/andnowwedrink and subscribe. Literally costs you nothing. But anyways, enough ads. You've had a bunch of them. Let's get on with it. My guest this week is the one and only Megan Mistakes. Oh, you know this episode gets silly. Megan brought Malort. Like, who does that? She's like, I'm going to commit to the bit. Went to a whole different LA suburb to get Malort and surprised me with the bottle. It just gets wilder from there. So sit back, relax, pop a cold one, and enjoy Drinking Buddies. What's going on?
I don't know. You tell me.
I was the one just told that I had to bring shot glasses to the table. And before we got in, you're like, we have to do shots? I'm like, no, we don't have to do shots. And then you're like, get two shot glasses. I'm so confused on what's going on now.
Well, you know how I told you I was going to be late?
Yes.
Well, so hold on. Because you're from Chicago.
Oh, God, we have Malort?
Yes. I got you. I'm surprised, actually, that you don't start off the podcast with a shot of Malort.
I only do that to people I don't like. I have a bunch of videos of me Malort-facing people.
For this one?
Just in general.
Okay. Well, now we have to do a shot of Malort.
Okay.
It's not cold, though, so...
Who drinks it cold?
I don't know. Don't you drink alcohol cold?
Depends on the alcohol. Where did you find Malort in L.A.?
That's why I was late.
Where did you?
A total wine. I drove to Glendale for you.
Why would you do that?
I am committed to the bit.
I see that.
Okay, so it's not the Chicago kiss. It's the Chicago handshake.
Yeah, we don't have old style, though.
What's old style?
You are fucking with me right now, right? You lived in Chicago for a while and you don't know what old style is?
Refresh my memory.
It's a shitty beer.
Is it like in a silver can?
Uh-huh. And many old school bars have an old style sign above them.
Okay, yeah. It's the beer that they do the $5 beer in a shot.
Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases, that is the Chicago handshake. Shot of Malort and an old style.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I got half of it right.
The worst half. I mean, they're both bad. They're both bad. Don't get me wrong. They're both bad.
My dad actually really loves Malort. And I was like, what's wrong with you? It tastes like fucking... floor finish.
So how do you know what floor finish tastes like?
Like, you know when you smell it, it's like...
I believe you. No, I see why you didn't get your chemistry degree. You're just licking floor finish. It's like, you can't lick the chemicals. Fucking expelled.
Or like, sometimes... So you know those like, are they celiac? They're not celiac. That's like gluten. The little moisture things that in shoes, when you buy new shoes.
Yeah, yeah. The thing that they tell you not to eat.
Well, I used to put them on my tongue.
Yet you're still here.
I'm still here. I'm still kicking. Yeah. I graduated college.
Well, that makes one of us. I'm sorry.
All right. Cheers.
Well, we probably should explain what this is to the uneducated first.
Well, that's for you, Chicago native.
Well, thank you. This is Jepson's Malort. This is what we use to torture people that don't know any better. This stuff tastes fucking horrible. And normally, when I have it at the bar, I get other people to do shots of me because they don't know any better. I'm fine with this. I don't know if I told the story in recent memory, but one of the trips to Chicago for a friend's wedding, we ended up, I forgot what, some fucking bar for upper last night because the bride-to-be made me promise there'd be no strip clubs. So we went to a burlesque club. Okay. And this is in the height of like Foursquare, you know, checking into places. I checked in on social media and one of the bartenders was like, did one of you guys check in? I'm like, I did. They're like, oh, we want to buy you a round of shots. I'm like, all right, dope. That's awesome. Me being a Z-list celebrity in this town apparently did something.
Local celeb.
Z-list at best. Z-list at fucking best. And one of the other groomsmen was like, my lord. You're thinking he's fucking funny. The bar was so amused by this, they bought us Malort shots all fucking night.
No.
And being a true Chicagoan, you can't refuse a free shot. Yeah. Like, you just, they'll kick you out of the city for that shit. They'll drive you right into the lake if you refuse free shots.
You know, I think there's a bunch of dead bodies in, like, the lake because everyone's so weird there. Like, that was my hypothesis. Like, the drinking water, why everyone drinks and is, like, alcoholics. I'm like, it's the Michigan Lake.
I mean, it's a good theory as I've ever heard. I mean, definitely as a kid, there were points where we weren't allowed to go swim in the lake because of, like, the toxic levels of it.
Yeah, decomposing. The mob.
You'd think they'd just throw them in the Chicago River. It's green. They can't even find the fucking body.
It's only on St. Patrick's Day.
No, it stays green year-round. It's brighter green on St. Patrick's Day. Nonetheless, by the end of the night, I was the only one doing the Malort shots because everyone else had tapped out. So I'm doing like trays of Malort shots by myself.
That's terrible. I've honestly only ever done it once, and that was the first time I was in Chicago. So this is my second time.
Oh, so you don't even know what you're really getting yourself into right now.
I was like pretty much almost blacked when it happened, and I was like, oh, that's not that bad. And everyone kind of looked at me funny, but I remember the distinguish of like floor finish.
All right. Well, welcome to the close-up on Megan's face as she takes the shot. Cheers. Hold on. Let's not do this over the equipment. Oh, that's proper. You tap it.
I don't really do shots either. Or finish.
It's fine.
Well,
you're turning red.
It was probably in your bottle as a child. You know, when they give, like, babies whiskey. So gross.
It is, and you literally did this to yourself.
I'm committed to the bit. That's one thing. Like, I will say hard to the bit.
No, I appreciate that.
Now, you know what? I'm going to ruin everyone's podcast experience because you have to do it. Like, the fact that you do not do that... As someone from Chicago, like, you got to bring Chicago to Hollywood.
I'm here. My drinking problem's here.
I mean, I guess, yes, your drinking podcast. The most Chicago thing ever.
Hey, we're just going to be jagoffs and drink. Let's do a show about it.
Smart, though.
You say that now, like, 5 minutes in. By the end of it, like, what the fuck?
No, I can hang. Like, everyone's always so surprised at how much I can hang. I got told by, Rick. Everyone has so many different names. I got told by Rick.
Rick who, for the audience?
Rick Shameless.
There we go. Like, if you're going to name drop, fully name drop so people know.
No, but he walked up to someone last night at the party, and he was like, she is the most fun I've had in a long time. Like, I love partying with her. She's like, if you're going to go party, you're going to go party with her. And I was like, sick. I love that. Like, I want to be the part. Well, that can be like a bad rep, being the party person. But I want to be the fun party person. Like, I'm not going to puke on your shoes. Like, don't worry.
Don't worry. I look forward to holding your hair later.
Well, no. No one does. Actually, you know what? I wait till I get home to puke.
Even better.
Because, like, I'm a very... There's been... When I first, like, moved back, me and my friend were going out. And this man drinks so much. But we would... I was like, we need to get an Uber. I need to go home. And he's like, oh, okay. Literally, I'm, like, having the spins in the Uber. As soon as the door opens, I find the bush and just start puking. Like, I've never puked in an Uber. I think I should, like... A lot of people puke in Ubers.
A lot of people are assholes. So congratulations on not being an asshole. Because when you puke in an Uber, you have ruined someone's fucking night.
Oh, yeah. And then they got to go get their car. Like, the $250, like, they don't even get anything extra, like, because that's a car detail. Like, I'd be pissed. They should get, like, an extra, like, amount. And you know how warm vomit in a car?
Yeah, and if you're doing it late night, you're not getting it detailed right away.
This is why I'm not an Uber driver.
But you could be.
I actually cannot.
Do you not have a driver's license?
No, I do. But like everyone in LA, I got a DUI at 19. And it wasn't even my fault.
How is it you getting a DUI not your fault?
Well, it was my taillight. Taillight was out.
So that gave him the probable cause.
Yeah. And then they...
The drinking and driving is still your fault.
Well, they were... The story... Like... So, to make a long story short, my ex's mom was in, like, right behind me, sitting in the back, and she's an alcoholic, and I had, like, a few glasses of wine. But it had been, like, a few hours, and their breathalyzer was... They smelled her. They weren't smelling me. And their breathalyzer machine was actually broken. And the only way I know that is because... I blew numbers, but my friend who had chugged a beer, because they're like, oh, well, is anyone sober in your car? And I was like, I don't know. Everyone's been drinking. Like, I haven't been drinking for, like, a few hours. And so then my friend was like, well, I'll do it. He blew double zeros. And he, like, chugged two beers before we left. And I was like, there's something wrong with it. And I still got a DUI.
It takes 15 minutes to metabolize alcohol.
But what do you... No, it still stays in your system, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but if he had drank them too recently, he hadn't metabolized them yet to...
No. The ride, the car ride itself was long enough for him to metabolize it.
Oh.
Because we went three towns over. So.
Well, also at 19, isn't it zero tolerance? Like any alcohol in your system?
Yeah. I blew under the legal limit, so...
But not for 19.
I got a wet and reckless.
Well, there's the title for the episode. Megan Mistakes, Wet and Reckless.
Someone else has made that joke before, and I can't remember, like, the actual context of it. Because I think they're not from here, so they don't know that, like, California's, like, DUI system is, like, a wet and reckless for under. And they're like, what? They call it a wet and reckless? That's like a porno name.
Should be a whole series you do.
Honestly, it should be.
You haven't gotten that shit expunged?
I haven't looked into it, to be honest. I don't...
Like, I mean, how are you ever going to become an Uber driver if you don't get that shit off your record?
I don't want to be an Uber driver.
No one wants to be an Uber driver. Like, no one.
You know, I can't even DoorDash.
You can't handle people's food? You can't... I trusted you to bring me Malort, and you can't even be trusted with people's food?
No, because I tried to... Before I actually got into the industry, I tried to be a DoorDasher, and they told me no. Because of my DUI, and I was like, it's food.
They're like, nah, you can't bruise the burger.
No. They're like, you might be drinking on the job.
Yeah, I mean, you do have to deliver alcohol.
Well, I was 21 at the time.
Well, yeah, you still can't drink and drive. You definitely can't steal other people's alcohol that they've paid for and drink it on the way.
Well, no, like, you can't deliver alcohol if you're under 21.
I don't know.
No, you can't.
Are you sure?
Positive. Because you have to buy it.
No, they already bought it.
But sometimes you have to go in the store. They give you a little card. Like, Postmates used to give you a card, and then it'd upload the amount. Are you fact-checking me?
I am. I am definitely fact. You told the story.
Because, well, no, if it's like a grocery store, like, it's not necessarily, like, sometimes they have to go shopping. They have to go in and use their like company.
Okay, you're right. You're right. It's 21 in California. You're right.
Is it not 21 other places?
Colorado, it's 18. Connecticut, it's 18. That's just off the first page.
What? Yeah. But the legal limit, that's weird. How can they buy alcohol, but they can't go?
I mean, all I Googled is how old they have to be to sell alcohol.
Okay, yeah.
So you can't even sell alcohol unless you're 21 in this.
Okay, state. Yeah. Well, that's why they won't let you, like, bar back either here.
But you're not selling alcohol, you're bar backing.
But you're still working in a bar.
So's the janitor. Doesn't mean they have shit to do with alcohol.
Like, I'm pretty sure even that's why, like, when you go to a restaurant, if your waiter is, like, under 21, they'll have someone else bring out the drinks. They'll have, like, the bartender. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, I generally don't pay attention to people that are under 21.
Jesus. Like, I'm like, you don't pay attention to your servers. You don't say, hi, how are you?
The minute someone else has to bring my alcohol, that's who gets my attention.
That's fair. I mean, you could say thank you. Well, you're going to see your waiter again.
No, I'm going to see the bartender again.
No, because if they bring out you're sitting at a table, your server obviously brings you your food. You're tipping out your server, but like the bartender comes
I'm by. Tipping a receipt. I don't care where it goes.
Cheers. It's not as like bad. It's like terrible for 2 minutes.
Yeah, most alcohol is not supposed to be terrible for any length of time.
Well, no, I can take back tequila like no other. Like tequila, like I'm surprised I'm even here because 4th of July, I drank way too much. But it got to the point where everyone's like, I can smell your tequila in your cup. And I was like, oh, this tastes like water to me. Like, are you insane? I'm like, probably.
I think that was a rhetorical question. Just FYI. Just FYI. In case you're unaware.
I have ADHD and I'm dyslexic, so I can pop out jokes, but sometimes they go right over my head.
Well, it's gonna be fun. Hopefully some of the jokes land. If not, they're for the audience at home, apparently.
They're probably just gonna think I'm weird.
Oh my god, you're in the right place.
I mean, but my whole entire life, so it's fine. I mean, but that's also kind of like why I'm in this industry. So.
Yeah. As I've said multiple times over the years, this is the land of misfit toys.
100%. You know what? People weren't nice to me until I was in this industry.
Really?
Yeah. Like I had like, I mean, I had like a big group of friends and stuff like that. And like, I do have like a core group that I've known since I was like a kid. But if it was like anyone outside of the group, they were all like, people are like, do not like me. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just like standing here. Like the most common thing is like, I'll be at a party and people will come up to me and I'll just be standing there and they'll talk and they're like, wow, I thought you were like really mean when I looked at you and you're like actually really nice. Like, what's that supposed to mean? I'm just standing here. Like, I'm literally like just scanning the room to like get the vibe of the place and like look and see who's around. I was like, why? People say backhanded shit to me.
Well, that has not been my experience. Like, you've been very charming.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, everyone who I, like, have met in this industry, they're like, oh. Like, I have not been told more times anywhere else about how nice I am. And it's, like, not a backhanded thing. They're just like, oh, you're really nice. Like, I love hanging out with you. I'm like, oh, my God, I have friends. Like, I found my, like, weird group of people. But also, a lot of us are, like, neurodivergent, apparently.
No. No. We're going to completely buck society standards, do things that are completely unacceptable to a lot of the public. Yeah, that sounds like, you know, being completely normal behavior. Completely.
Yeah, I mean.
An old puritanical America.
You know, that's like kind of the reason why I'm in this industry, too.
To say fuck you to the founding fathers?
No,
America.
My deep dive was, I was like, why does America sell sex, but like porn's bad? And then I went and I went into like this whole like sex ed like research, did my whole like senior project on it. And then
college or high school?
High school. My teacher was super cool about it. And then like did this whole like was comparing like American sex ed, because obviously it's shit. Like, we've always known it's shit.
Depends on where you are. I mean, it's varying degrees of shit.
It's still shit here, though.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not shit. I'm saying it's varying degrees.
Yeah.
Like, where in some markets, they teach abstinence first.
Oh, the Bible Belt.
Yeah. So, thankfully, Chicago does, at least where I went to high school, didn't teach abstinence first. But they did teach me if I had unprotected sex, I was just getting AIDS.
Oh. See, they didn't... California was a lot better at sex ed, but it still didn't go into, like, hey, you can get STIs just from skin-to-skin contact. They were like, oh, condom. Like, it's great that they were pushing condoms, but they weren't going into the full extent of, like, hey, you need to get tested, like, if you're sexually active, like, every 3 months.
I don't know anywhere that... I don't know anywhere that, like, is a proponent of every 3 months. Like, our industry is, like, fucking every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But in the civilian world, like, most places are, like, 6 months.
I was told, like, when I did my own research and stuff, that's what came up, was every 3 months.
All I know is...
I think it's the CDC.
Well, a lot of people don't listen to the CDC, because my cheap ass, since I'm not a performer, I go to county and, like, get tested for free.
Yeah, I mean, Planned Parenthood will do it for free. The LGBTQ Center does it
over on Melrose, like Melrose and like Wilcox. Like, oh no, Wilton. Melrose and Wilton.
I was like, Wilcox is like that way.
Yeah, no, Melrose and Wilton. There's a fucking like health center and a county run health center, and they will fucking walk in free appointments.
Yeah,
but I tried. Like, I got chlamydia in, that was 2015, and did my round of antibiotics, and I wanted to get it tested again directly afterwards. And they're like, "Not come back."
Wait, why?
They're like, "You just got tested, and we gave you antibiotics." I'm like, "Yeah, I want to make sure my dick's clean. Can I please be tested again?" They're like, "No."
That's not like standard to like retest.
Nope.
They do that for like other illnesses.
Nope. I ran up to TTS and got a gold panel. I'm just like, I want to make sure my dick's clean.
Did you not have health insurance?
At that point, no, actually, I didn't.
Oh, well, you should have gone to Planned Parenthood. They have sponsored programs, and people lie all the time. I mean, that's what we used to do to get, like, healthcare through them. But you just, like, lie about your income, and they'll give you... I mean, they get donations. That's the whole reason why they're around. Like, if you can pay, you can pay. If you can't, you can't.
For sure. But it was also nice to be able to, like, clean test. Hook up. Anyone hook up? Like...
No, it's very nice to, like, know and stuff like that. But, yeah, no, it's... And then, you know what? I saw the Life After Porn documentary, and I was like, you know what? I want to be in this industry.
Really?
Yeah, because I think it was more so because it allowed me to see, like, it be... Like, you hear one side your whole entire life, and this was, like, a very multifaceted... You got to see different sides, and you're like, oh, this is, like, anything else. And so... I was always, like, curious, but I went the, like, route my parents wanted me to do, and I was like, this isn't working, and then started camming, so.
Your parents wanted you to be a chemist?
No, my parents just wanted me to go to college and not get pregnant, so you know what? I've done both, and then that's when I told them what I did for work.
Why? Well, I mean, you could still get pregnant.
No, I can't. I have an IUD.
I mean, someone just has to be determined.
No.
No?
Abort.
Wait a minute. That's the proper move.
Abort.
Do you never want children?
Not in America, no.
I mean, you can put them in a basket and float them out to sea and see where they land.
Like a real life stork.
Like Moses.
I don't know anything biblical. I was raised by punks.
I mean, they should know biblical stories to make fun of them. That's why I know them.
Yeah. No.
No?
No. I was going to say something, but then that'd like out my family, but I'll tell you later.
Okay.
It's a really cool thing, but yeah. No, I was raised by like punks, so like, fuck organized religion.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree as an atheist, but I like to make biblical jokes occasionally. It's fun.
Yeah, oh my God, my mom sent me to like youth group once because she told me I was being too bad. I was like, but you're not even religious. She's like, maybe you'll learn to be a good person.
That's hypocritical as fuck. That is hypocritical as fuck. That is not very punk rock.
No. But that's what I get for Well, that's what she gets for moving me to the suburbs.
That's not very punk rock either.
No. You know, there were churches on every corner in California.
Funsies. It's amazing how quick it gets red once you get out of.
Right. Well, this one's like, where I grew up was like purple. It was like purple.
It's still not fun.
No.
Not fun. No. Okay, so if we're not going to float your baby in the ocean, I mean, I'm sure you can FedEx it or something.
Well, I actually have a funny story about this.
And FedExing a baby? All right, I'm in.
No. Well, no.
Some hesitation, you're like, no, well, no.
You know what? Before I got in this before this podcast, I was like, I might say something that is going to like piss off a lot of people. Like, I hope I don't get canceled. This one might be like, people might get offended.
I'm here for it.
But it's all in good fun. And you know what? My friends like the joke. So it's good. Back in like 2019, I actually did get pregnant, which is funny because like literally someone was like, you should have had that baby. It's like, Jesus. Because here's this. So it was my ex-boyfriend at the time. He had one ball. And then also like the condom like came off, but it was stuck inside me. And I've never had a pregnancy scare. Find out I'm pregnant. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I need to go get an abortion. Because that's always been my thing. Like, I was in school. Like, whatever. I'm not having a kid. Like, no way. And so my roommate was like, you need to tell him. And I'm like, why do I need to tell him? Like, we had been dating for a month. I was like, why do I need to tell him? Like, it's not.
You get half the money.
I have insurance. I was still on my dad's insurance.
I mean, they cover those?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
You didn't know that? Planned Parenthood will cover your abortion too.
I've been using stairs this whole time.
Oh my God. Now you're going to get canceled.
Prove it.
But no, so she was like pushing me, and I was like, fine.
Down the stairs? Wait.
Fuck. Have you seen the movie Riding in Cars with Boys?
I have not.
One of my favorite Drew Barrymore movies. Also has Brittany Murphy, RIP. She's like, I love them. But she gets pregnant and she has her sister push her down the stairs. But she like rolls and their parents like look back and they like from the couch are like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Fuck. Fine.
You should watch it. It's good.
I'll check it out. I do enjoy movies. But you were saying your abortion.
So my abortion, like my, so I was like, all right, fine. I'll fucking tell him. And I was like, I need to find a funny way to like tell him. And so if you go into your gifts on your iPhone and if you type in abortion, there is this like 1950s like graphic art of this woman throwing a baby into a trash can.
It's amazing. Hold on.
I see this. Yeah, I can find it like really cool. Let me, because.
Only one of us has to find this.
Well, I think I typed in abortion, but I sent it to him and he's like, what? And my friend was like, why did you send that to him? And I was like, because it's fucking funny. Like, and he's like, what does that mean? And I was like, context clues. Like, come on. Don't be dense.
Well, definitely don't have his child. He's not so smart.
Well, we've been broken for 3 years, so.
Yeah, but still, at the time, you weren't.
I was not going to have his kids regardless. Like, well, he got mad because I did that, but I was like,
he's like, I only have one ball. This is my one shot. It's never going to happen again.
It probably was.
Wow. Wow. You aborted his one chance at passing on his seed.
Sucks. Like, but no, just, that's my life. Like, I think my name, like, stands true to, like, the weird shit that happens in my life. Yeah, and then he was like, oh, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, like, I'm just getting an abortion. He's like, do you need anything? I'm like, no, I'm fine. Like, but my friend told me to tell you. But yeah, that's my abortion story.
Nice.
And now you know you need to, like, learn more about free healthcare. We live in LA.
I do.
Well, now you do.
Yes.
I've lived here for a while.
Well, you're going to places that won't test you right away.
Well, they'll test me the first time right away. It
doesn't count.
It's free. I'm still gaming the system a bit.
You want to know something wild?
Always.
One of my good friends, he's a doctor. And I was talking about, like, I forget how we even got the topic of it once, but he was like, yeah, I'd rather have chlamydia than the flu. And I was like, why? He's like, chlamydia, you take one pill and you're good. The flu, you're out for a fucking week. Like, I don't want to suffer like that. And I was like, oh, good to know.
I mean, we do call chlamydia a porno cold.
I've never had it.
Well, good on you.
I've surprisingly, with like my track record, like.
You have a track record of sketchy dudes?
Not like a sketchy dude, but like, I don't know. I hung out with skaters and band dudes, people who
don't get laid very often.
Who have their mattress on the floor.
Yeah, that doesn't give you chlamydia.
Doesn't mean that they're getting tested regularly.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're getting laid regularly either.
And these dudes, if you're in like the music scene, like, you know they're getting fucked.
You'd hope. They hope. That's why they do it, but there's no guarantees.
Out here, yeah, there kind of is. Everyone's fucking.
Everyone's fucking?
Everyone's fucking. Oh. We make a whole business out of it out here.
When did that happen?
We legalized it.
Sort of.
It's only illegal in what? California, Maryland?
New Hampshire.
Technically in
LA County, you gotta wear a condom.
Since when?
Since Prop 60 passed.
I thought it didn't pass.
Oh no, it was Measure D.
I remember it, but I don't remember.
So there was before Prop 60. Prop 60 was a statewide condom mandatory condom statewide. Mm-hmm. There was a measure, I want to say Measure D, that was just LA County.
Okay.
I'm gonna look this up.
I remember people like lobbying for it, but I don't remember it going through.
Measure B. Yep. Measure B.
They always do A, B, and C. Why don't they do the rest of the alphabet? Because now I'm confused. You know how many Measure Bs there are?
A lot.
Too many. So how am I supposed to know what is law?
Yeah, in 2012, voters passed similar law known as Measure B, requiring porn actors to wear condoms in LA County.
But we don't.
Duh. Duh. The only time that has been enforced a handful of times. I mean, Cal OSHA has specifically said that they don't have the manpower to actually enforce it on the regular.
Wait, OSHA is a part of it?
Oh, yeah. OSHA is the one who enforces that mandate.
Wait. I thought that was just like for food.
Any workplace safety.
Oh.
Yeah. Any workplace safety.
That's funny.
Till you get fined.
But how many people get fined?
So every time someone's gotten fined is someone getting revenge on a producer.
Mm.
They had a bad experience on set or had some beef and then called OSHA on their like regular shoot house. I know someone who was fined at least $60,000 on it.
That's the whole like... I think, isn't that the discrepancy because we're, like, independent contractors? So, like, do we not have those rights? Because isn't OSHA only for employees?
Any workplace.
Interesting.
Okay. But it's also technically by...
Oh, we got down to D?
I'm just throwing the letters. Fucking... the statewide independent contractor.
AB5.
Yeah, it is AB5. That is
fucking hated AB5.
So, but AB5, mm-hmm. technically, if you were on a mainstream set, like mainstream porn set,
it affected me for camming. I had to like, I became an employee. It was the worst time of my life.
Right. technically, you were supposed to be an employee of any production that you work for,
mm-hmm.
and definitely OSHA could come and fuck you up then. Mm-hmm. And also, they're going after the producers, they're not going after the performers.
Yeah,
they're not. Yeah. You know, you could have sex on film all day with no condoms,
mm-hmm.
but they will go after the person whose production company it is.
The one who's paying you.
Right.
Love that.
And that's why I believe Porno Dan moved to fucking Hungary, because he got hit with a massive fine.
Why does that name sound familiar?
He's been around a long time.
Well, I'm learning more about porn.
Welcome to Megan's Porno Education.
The past year and a half. Why did I always just think that was a joke, though? Porno Dan.
That's a real person. Real production company. He got fined. A couple other productions got fined. But it was every time it was a performer being a whistleblower calling OSHA.
Did they get a check or no?
No.
What's the point, then?
Revenge.
No, that's not sweet. Like, revenge is supposed to be sweet. You're supposed to... Like, I don't... I don't agree with
that. Oh, no, it's a shit thing to do. It's like, oh.
Like, there's no check involved. Fuck that.
Well, and also, you're costing people money who's now going to have to spend the money that they could be spending on hiring your peers.
I mean, yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. Usually I'm good with, like, checks and balances, but, like, if you're going to get revenge, get it good. Get something out of it. Like, what? I don't understand, like, people, like, I don't get revenge.
Good to know.
Like, I think of the pettiest shit ever, and I'm like, oh, I should do that. And it's, like, good shit.
Why don't you?
Because, you know what? I believe that the things you do come back to you. Are you looking at that, Malore?
I am. I am indeed.
It's all in good fun. It does, like I'm an asshole, but
you keep saying this. I have yet to see it. You drove to another city to get me a gift. I don't know how that's assholish behavior.
It's like the, you remember like Happy Bunny?
Yeah.
Like cute, but like an asshole. Or like I don't think Sour Patch Kids, like sour, then they're sweet.
I didn't think it was an asshole move. I don't dislike Malort.
No one from Chicago dislikes Malort.
Plenty of people from Chicago dislike Malort.
I never met them.
Of course not. They kick him out of the fucking city. They can't admit it. It's like, it's the only people that like are sober in Chicago really have a problem.
See that? I don't know how, like people say it's hard to stay sober in LA. And I'm like, well, we have California sober. And there's like, I mean, all our rehabs are out here. Like everyone goes to rehab out here. I could not be sober in, like, that would be, I would move out of Chicago. So, yeah, you're right. Like, there's no way.
What do you mean the bar's open till 5 a.m.? Fuck.
I'm like, what do you mean? I guess, because I was like, oh, should I say this? No, one time I went to an after in Chicago, and, like, I literally had to turn in a paper that day, I think. But we're at this after, and my friend's like, hey, come over here. And I was like, what? And literally I thought he was giving me like a bump of coke. It was Molly. I was like, 5 a.m. Molly? And I was like, dude, I have to go to bed. Like, I can go to bed on coke, but like, Molly? I called my Uber. I was like, I need to go home.
That's such a dick move.
Right?
Such a dick. You need to tell people what drugs they're doing.
Well, he was my drug dealer.
That's even more. He's supposed to be the professional.
Well, he was the one who I was telling you about who caused a lot of trouble. So, I don't put anything past him.
Obviously. But that is a very unprofessional behavior out of what's supposed to be your drug professional.
Unprofessional. He was trying to ruin my best friendship, and he did. He did.
Well, he's professional at something then.
Professionally, what? No, I don't know if I should say this.
Your call.
I was going to say professionally dead. R.I.P.
That is. I don't think that R.I.P. was sincere. I don't think that was sincere. I don't think that was a sincere R.I.P.
He wasn't a good person. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
See, this is what, like, okay, so that's why I don't get revenge.
Because they just dropped dead? You murdered them?
Dude. You know how much...
No. There was not a no there. There was not a no there.
They don't drop dead, but, like, you know how many times people have done me wrong, and then they've had to go to prison, and not by something they've done to me. Like a year later, they will spend time in prison, and or like they'll die. And I'm like,
Megan, real quick, are we cool?
We're cool. We're good.
I ain't built for prison.
Well, no, and I'm like, karma. Like karma works both ways. Obviously, like karma itself is like ebbing and flowing. So there's no such thing as good karma or bad karma. It just revolves. And so, like, I'm like, well, if I go and seek revenge, like, that's going to come back at me. So people doing bad things to me, like, something bad's going to happen to them. And you know what it does? It's fucking weird. I'm not religious, but you know what?
I'm going to check in at the end of the show, make sure we're still cool. Once again, not built for prison.
No?
No.
I don't know. You could, like, bench press.
I'm also a Jew, so.
They got the...
the Aryan Brotherhood, yeah, yeah.
Aryans don't like juice. Oh wait, I was like, what?
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. Correct, Megan. They do not like juice.
I was like American History X, and I was like, wait, no, that doesn't make sense. That movie makes me cry.
It's a sad movie. It's a good movie. It's sad.
Someone told me that that was their favorite movie, and I'm like, you could pick like a better, like, I, it's good. It's really good. I would not say it's my favorite.
What is your favorite movie?
Actually, it's funny because I actually built like my, okay, I'm a huge Natalie Portman fan.
What's not to love?
Gosh, she's amazing. But Closer. And I kind of built like my persona.
Clive Owen?
Who's Clive Owen? It's Jude Law.
Clive Owen.
Is that Clive Owen? That the Clive the doctor?
Yep.
And Julia Roberts. And it's amazing and I love it. And like when I first started this industry, I was like, who's closest to my persona that like I can kind of like embody?
Okay, I was right. It is Clive Owen. Okay. I was like, it's Clive Owen. I remember her having pink hair or like, yeah. And they're in a strip club. And,
yeah.
He's like, tell me your real name. And why do I remember that off the top? Fuck.
Because it's fucking memed everywhere. It's like the one Snapchat. Snapshot of the movie that's like everywhere.
Oh, no, I remember it from the movie, not.
Well, no, you're like, why do I. Now I feel more drunk now than I was like yesterday.
Did you eat?
Some Malort. No, I made sure I ate.
Then I don't know what to tell you.
I literally, so.
But you were talking about Closer. we'll come back to your drunkenness in a moment. I want to finish your thoughts on Closer.
But no, that's my favorite movie. Closer, Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind.
Of the Spotless Mind.
Okay. I'm dyslexic, so like I always mix that up. Because both of them sound correct. And then I mean Alice in Wonderland, because I have it tattooed.
Like the old Disney one or?
Yeah, not the fucking live action one. Like I don't know any live action movie that's come out that's like good. I mean,
any live action movie?
Well, with like, actually, no. I don't know any live action movie that was a cartoon first.
Okay, that's the caveat I was looking for, because I'm like, Closer's a live action movie.
No, like cartoons. Like, I mean, you only say live action with cartoons.
No, you say cartoons with cartoons.
But like, live action applies to that.
Live action adaptation.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, you're a little drunk, are you? I'm just gonna fuck around a little bit.
I told you, I'll either hit it on the mark or it'll go right over my head. I'm like, huh?
What's he saying?
What do you mean?
No, you're pretty accurate on that. Like, but I feel like that goes for most adaptations in general. Like, the original is generally better. Like, how many remakes?
The Last Airbender.
No, I'm not gonna support seeing the fucking live action version of that.
You never saw it?
No.
Well, you watched the cartoon, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, it was terrible.
The cartoon or the live action?
The cartoon. Like, my Nana took me and I was so excited. And then I got really fucking mad. I was like, this is the worst money I've ever spent my money. Well, I didn't spend money on it. My Nana did. But I felt bad because she was excited.
Well, why'd you take that away from her?
Well, no, I think she thought it was bad too.
Oh. She just sold it a little better to keep her happy. Like, I loved it, Nana. She would have been.
I don't lie.
Good to know.
Although, sometimes.
I don't lie, but sometimes I do.
I don't lie. Like, I'm not going to lie to, like.
To make someone happy? You're not going to lie to try to make your Nana happy?
Absolutely not.
Okay. In what situation do you lie?
Like, if I'm out at a bar and someone, like. I lie to random people all the time. I think that's kind of fun. If I know that I'm never going to see the person ever again, I will lie.
How do you know you're never going to see them again?
Because what are the chances that you're going to see someone again?
It happens.
At a bar.
You go to the same bars. I have whole social circles built around seeing people at bars.
That's true. We were just talking about that and we know the same people. So
right. Right. We did a whole like fucking thing of self-discovery on my balcony about people that I know from bars that you also know.
Not my 6 months in Chicago.
Right. You were in Chicago for 6 months and know some of my oldest friends.
Who slept on your couch recently.
Right. Who I texted a picture of, like, oh, I know that girl. I don't remember her name, but I know that girl. Like,
and you know what? She kept me up until 10 a.m. on my couch. So
that's the thing she does.
I love her. She's a very sweet person.
She is. But the likelihood of running into people at bars again, pretty high.
You know, that kind of reminds me of recently I was over. Have you been to Fred's 62's?
Mm-hmm.
So I was out there, or I was out there after like the bars, and my friend, we were with my friend and then his like really drunk coworker, and he went to go check on his friend, and there's like this table of like younger people across from us, and they were saying something, and I like chimed in like drunkenly and like landed a joke. thank you. But then this dude was like, hey, what's your Instagram? And I was like, I'm too old. Like, we don't know any of the same people. Like, you're like 21.
He wasn't trying to get your mutuals. He was just trying to get you.
No. I'm pretty sure he was gay. He was very sweet. But he's like, how old do you think I am? I'm like 21. He's like, I'm 23. And I was like, I still don't think we have mutuals because I don't really hang. Like, I don't actually, like, there's a small group of people that I hang out with that are actually younger than me. But then come to find out, like, I felt like an asshole because then I looked at his Instagram. I'm like, fuck, we do have mutuals. Like, I'm sorry.
Look at you just judging a book by its cover.
But, I mean, that's kind of like L.A., though. You're like less than 6 degrees apart. I mean, shit, we're not even 6 degrees apart. Small world.
Yep. We're not even 6 degrees apart on multiple fronts. We're not even 6 degrees apart on like Chicago bar friends and adult entertainment friends. So like, I was led to believe that like you were babysitting an animal while someone else was doing the show. So
what?
Didn't you like watch Jasmine's cat or something while she was here?
Oh yeah.
Why do I remember that? You actually did it.
Well, no, I was trying. I was confused at the correlation you were making, and I was like, what do you mean? But yeah, no, she dropped off her cat at my apartment. She's like, I'm going to go do this podcast. And literally the next day, she's like, sorry, I didn't come by and pick up my cat. I was puking. And I was like, damn, okay.
We throw down here.
How much did she drink?
Oh.
Was she taking shots?
I don't think so. I think she was drinking cocktails.
Cocktails?
Well, I mean, just alcohol. That's technically a cocktail.
Mixed drink.
That's a cocktail.
A cocktail requires more than two ingredients.
I don't believe you. Don't believe you on that.
When people talk about cocktails, it's like fancy. I love how you have your computer here just to like back check everyone. Like, honestly, I do that shit all the time. I'll be like, Google. Someone asked me what my hobbies were and I was like, Google.
Motherfucker. Okay, you're right.
You know, I didn't even like know if that was fact or not. Also, these aren't like plastic. I just realized these are glass.
Yeah.
Where did you get these?
Places.
They're always plastic. I've never held up one of these and then been glass.
Well, first time for everything. Do you know where I got it?
Total Wine.
Target.
What?
Target on Sunset.
What? Is that in East Hollywood?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I pass by that one sometimes and I'm like, I forget that that's there.
I mean, it was a shell of a building for a number of years, so.
Really?
Yeah, there was a whole to-do about building that motherfucker.
Because it's the one across from Ralph's, right?
The Food for Less is gone.
I don't remember. It's
Sunset and Western.
I'm kind of bad with that stuff.
Well, if you go east on Sunset Boulevard from here, you will eventually hit it. I probably should not give away my location any better than that.
No, I think about that all the time. I talk about shit and I'm like, I'm like, yeah, so like there's this really good food truck that hangs out here. And I'm like, should not be saying that.
Definitely shouldn't be. There is much more likelihood of someone trying to come stalk you versus stalking me.
You know what's crazy, though, is that like I was thinking about this the other day because one of my friends was talking about how like, and you hear this all the time about like crazy fans sending things to families and stuff like that. And I have like, I think it's so crazy because I literally told my parents at my 5th year. Like once I got everything settled, I got my degree. I don't have children. I have like I'm out in LA. I mean, my parents are from here. So it's like I'm still home. But I was like, hey, so I do this for work. And they're like, oh, OK. But it's crazy that I went 5 fucking years. No one tried to blackmail me. Everyone in my town knew. They didn't go. Well, my parents didn't really talk to anyone, but like no one actually like ever harassed my parents. No one ever. Watch, now that I say this, someone's gonna like try and find out shit about me. But like, I'm like, you know, I will say like my fans, like I'm very fortunate to have like people who were like not. I guess I shouldn't say that. Like I guess I'm glad that because respect is like a kind of like. It throws shades at other performers. But, like, I'm glad that I've been able to cultivate a cool group that's like, hey, we like – I don't even know how to word this properly without it making it, like, sound bad. But, like, I'm grateful for my fan base.
There we go. Success. She is grateful for the new non-stalking motherfuckers out there.
Right. And honestly
– we hope that you're just too lazy to do it.
Well, no, the only stalkers I've ever had are people in my real life.
Well, yeah.
Did you know that I moved into the apartment of my stalker?
I did not know that. Who's the stalker now?
Well, they just stopped. I think they just stopped stalking me. They were stalking me for 5 years.
And then you stalked them back?
No, I found out in the mailroom, dude. I like the first month.
You're like, hi, Bob.
No.
I have visions like of the old Looney Tunes cartoon of Wile E. Coyote and the sheepdog like fucking clocking in. Like,
I wasn't allowed to watch Looney Tunes.
Did you get the reference at all? Or
no?
So
that's why I'm saying I wasn't allowed to watch it.
There's a whole Looney Tunes bit of like there's a sheepdog guarding the flock and then the wolf going after it. And like before they get on the clock, they're all cordial, like they're just coworkers, like. Oh, hey, I did blah, 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 and then they clock in, and then they go to try to do their thing. So I got a vision of you guys in the mailroom like, hey, I'm clocking in. Okay, start the stalking?
No, I saw his name on a package.
Oh, well, that's less fun.
Well, I saw the name on the package, and I was like, I mean, kind of a common name. Like, it's very generic. And then I saw who the sender was. I did some stalking myself. Traced it back. I was like, that's his aunt sending him some stuff. And then I was like, I literally live. So there's like 5 buildings. I live in the same building. He lives 4 floors up from me. And I like.
Have you checked your ceiling for holes?
It's 4 floors.
You could be very determined.
I don't think he's that smart.
I mean, that's why you'd be able to see the hole. He's not very smart. If he was crafty, he would go in through the wall and then come out.
He'd go through the window. He'd use a drone.
Or a bungee cord.
Don't want to.
Just.
You know, I actually had my dad when like. So no, it actually got like a little kind of weird. Because like.
Does he know you're in the building?
He found out I was in the building.
Okay.
And the weird thing is so for a little. Like I also cannot say names. Like if there are people that I don't want to interact with. I cannot say their name, and I cannot.
I mean, it's probably best you don't.
I technically cannot talk about them because even if I mention them, when I was living in Chicago, I was telling my roommate about him because I was like, "This dude has not left me alone. Like, it's been like so long." And as I was talking about him, I got a text message from him.
Wow, it's crazy though that you moved into his building because, like, everyone's doing work at home these days.
Well, the crazy like.
Sorry. Sorry.
I don't think I understood that one, but I'll take your apology.
Well, he's working from home. His job. Yeah. Everyone's working from home these days. Come on.
But no, I had run into him like a few, obviously because we lived in the same building, like there were a few encounters. And then I noticed that like, what was it? He messaged me on my work account and then told me he loved me. And I blocked him. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do. And then everyone's like, hey, like I have security systems in my apartment. And then he showed up in my chat room under the, you know, this is the second time that's happened too, where people are so fucking dumb in my real life. They show up in my chat room with their Instagram handles. As if I wouldn't know it's them, or they like want to know that they want me to know that it's them. And so then I just like blocked them immediately. And then I called my dad and I was like, hey, so can you teach me how to shoot guns now?
What kind of gun you got?
I don't have one yet.
Why not?
Okay, so my dad is like 6'3". He's a big dude, like big Filipino dude. And so his guns are made for a big Filipino dude. And I didn't, like, I'm very good at a shotgun, I've learned. I'm very good at aiming.
That's the important part.
That's the important part. But I was shooting with, like, a rifle. And the pistol was actually, it's funny because he was like, oh, we're going to start out with the stronger guns. And then, like, then we'll work to, like, the smaller guns. The pistol was so fucking hard. I honestly didn't even get to, like, use the pistol because the thing was, is the pistol was so fucking big that the, like, pushback, it was made for, like, a big fucking dude. I need, like, little pistol.
All right.
But I have cats, so I'm, like, I don't, I'm very opposed to, like.
The gun, I promise you, the cats cannot fire the guns.
But they can knock them down. My cats literally get into the moat. They're mischievous.
Put them in a fucking safe. They can't knock the safe over.
Oh, no. Okay. No. The, like, I would have to have that, like, underneath my bed or something. Because what's the point of having a gun? And, like, I get, like, if you have children and stuff, having a gun in a safe.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, they make quick release safes that you can put on your nightstand.
But do you have to enter a code?
Like, it's, like.
Like, is it like the old iPhone where you can put your thumbprint?
Well, so like a lot of them, you put your hand down and then it's a, you press a number of like ping, 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 ping. Like you press your fingers in a certain.
Not good under pressure.
Well, practice, drill it.
Well, so I was looking at the security dogs. They're more than a gun though. They're like 30K.
Yeah. They're also more efficient than guns.
Yeah. No, because I was like, I don't really want to get a gun because I don't really trust myself. And I was like, I could have a cool, like, Maltese.
In all reality, like, especially if you're uncertain, and you just said you're bad under pressure, if you're uncertain that you're going to be willing to fire said gun at a person, it's more of a hindrance than a help.
Well, yeah, and that was the thing that my dad was telling me, too. He was like, no, if you're, like, the only reason why you have a gun is to kill someone.
Yes.
He's like, there's no other reason to have a gun, and, like, you have to make sure.
They're fun to shoot. Don't.
Well, and like, they, I mean, he shoots for fun. Like, he goes to the range, but he's like, if you have a gun in your house and someone invades, you do not shoot to disarm, you shoot to kill.
No. You shoot to end the threat. Your honor. Your honor, I shot to end the threat. That is the verbiage you want to use.
You know, I have two lawyers, so it's fine.
Yes, and they're going to advise you the same thing.
Well, I guess I have like one, because one does not talk to me anymore. They're friends, my friend, but I actually have like.
Wait, why does your lawyer not talk to you anymore?
Well, they're not, like, actually my lawyer. It was my old best friend.
Oh, okay. I was like, is this an ex or some shit?
No. She was, like, one of my best friends. We got into, like, a weird piff. Still love her, but she's a little kooky. But, no, she has helped me throughout, like, so many legal shit, too. Like, weirdly enough, I know, like, doctors and, like, my personal life's doctors and lawyers. And I'm like, hey, I slang my pussy on the internet.
Yeah, and you probably make more than some of those lawyers.
Maybe. I think, well, no, I think my my friend, he makes a good amount of money.
Well, then you got to slang it a little better.
Slang, I know. Well, that's what I'm working on.
That's like, why you're here, right? That's why. Like, I'm promoting that puss.
Shit.
But 100%, as someone who's been trained with firearms and has a long career involving firearms.
You security, that's right.
Yeah, like, I worked every day with a gun on my hip for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
The verbiage is, I shot to end the threat, Your Honor.
Wasn't it self-defense?
I shot to end the threat, Your Honor.
I'll remember that.
I was in fear for my life.
One more time so it sticks.
I shot to end the threat, Your Honor. Because you got to remember, yes, in all reality, you are shooting to kill this person. You're not shooting to wound, maim, but the jury of your peers, who are heavily influenced by pop culture movies and all that shit, hear that you shot to kill this person, oh, you're a guilty motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, I shot to end the threat to my life, my livelihood, this person was going to do me grievous bodily harm.
Do you think people would actually put me in jail, though?
Yes.
See, I'm ignorant like that.
That's how you end up in jail, being ignorant.
I tell people, I actually told my dad this recently. I was like, you know what? You may be very ignorant. And he's like, what? And I was like, you're my dad. Like, my dad's a very scary person. And, like, I know he would do anything for me. And, like, that, I think that's kind of why I'm an ass. Like, I push my limits. I push my limits with people. And you know what? Nothing has bad, like, bad has ever happened to me.
It only has to happen once.
I mean, I shouldn't say, like, nothing bad has happened to me. But, like, people see my dad and they're like, no. And they kind of, like, I don't know. Like, did your parents ever tell you that they would kill for you?
Fuck no.
Really?
No.
Both my parents did.
Well, your parents are cooler than mine.
Like, okay, so my mom would be like the Karen who's in the courthouse, making calling up all the representatives. My dad has fucking, he already has that 6-foot hole ready. And so, like, knowing that as a child, I'm like, I can get away with anything. Like, I'm respectful, but, like, it's still, like...
To a degree.
I mean, I brought you some...
Right.
It's all in good fun.
I took the shot. I wasn't like, oh, no, I'm not going to take the shot of my lord.
Oh, no, it's so scary.
So scary.
You know, I should buy a bottle for, like, my apartment.
Just so you can malort face people?
Of course. I told you, I love the bit.
That's how you should start all your OF collaborations.
So one of my friends is like helping me organize a bunch of shit, and I am known to be a troll on Kame. Like, that's, if I can't be a troll, like, I don't find any enjoyment out of it. Like, I mean, I have fucking puppets sometimes. Like, I wear a clown nose. I have, like,
do you have a talking lion? Because that's someone else's bit.
Talking lion? Who?
Christy Bish.
I don't know who that is. But,
she has a lion. She has a fucking lion puppet.
Dude, okay. I have, like, farm animals. It's farmhouse up in here.
You're banging farm animals? I don't think that was allowed on OF.
No. Because I did get this cleared with, because I stream on Streamate. I did ask them. I was like, hey, so I have, like, farm animal puppets. Like, I'm not doing anything sexual with them. I just kind of do them to, like, get people's attention when they don't talk to me. But no, that's sick. You need to show me her shit.
I was pulling it up right now.
Good. Because I love people who do funny shit. What were we talking about?
Your farm animals.
No, before that.
Your father burying people 6 feet deep. But
That was. We're talking about, there's an in-between.
Your father burying your farm animals?
No.
He's never done that?
I'm trying to think. I didn't take my Adderall today.
Perfect. Perfect.
Maybe that's why I'm like a little drunk too.
I don't think Adderall helps with sobriety.
I have ADHD. It helps me think clearly.
I mean, so do I. I've never taken Adderall.
Really? You know, when I like first got diagnosed and I like did my whole month of it, I cried. Because I was like, this is how normal people think. I'm like, wow, I can actually focus on the conversation.
See, my fucking ass, I was diagnosed in high school. And they're like, we want to... I was Ritalin at the time because the 90s.
Ritalin's terrible. Wait, how old are you?
How old do you think I am?
I don't know. What are you, 35?
I'll take that.
What, 40?
42.
42. Everyone's fucking 42 here.
81 was a good year.
Oh, so you're older than my uncle.
Cool. Give my number, we'll hang out.
When's actually your birthday?
In February.
Okay, so you're an Aries or a Pisces?
Aquarius?
Did I say Aries?
You did.
I meant Aquarius.
Alcohol.
Wait, what's your actual date?
February 9th.
Oh. My brother's birthday is the 17th, and my aunt and uncle's is the 13th and the 15th. So there's a lot of Aquariuses in my family.
Is that a good
We're both air signs.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a good... Honestly, it makes sense for what you're doing right now. Podcast.
Oh, I thought I was just drinking.
Sure. I wonder who, like, out of all of zodiac signs are, like, Google it. Find out who's the most alcoholic out of the zodiac signs.
All right. But...
I feel like it'd be Cancer.
So I was diagnosed in high school and they were like, oh, we want to give you Ritalin. And I, in a pure fit of teenage rebellion and just ego, knowing better than these fucking doctors, like, no, I like who I am. I'm not taking fucking meds. I'm not letting you change me.
Well, honestly, Ritalin's gross. Like, so there was an Adderall shortage and because extended release doesn't like work on me. I need like instant release. They put me on Ritalin, and I spent like 4 months completely nauseous.
Ugh.
But I was like, I kind of need like I would spend my whole entire mornings nauseous, but I needed it to like emotionally regulate. That's like a big thing with ADHD. And so I just kind of stuck it out until I could find Adderall, and now my life is perfect.
Yeah, see, I've never fucked around with any of the drugs on that front. I'm just like, nah, just white knuckling that shit.
But you're drinking alcohol. You're self-medicated.
Oh, no, I self-medicate a lot. I am a massive caffeine junkie.
Well, that was one of the things was a therapist was like, so, because I was like complaining about something, and she went down this questionnaire. She's like, how much coffee do you drink a day? And I was like, 42 ounces. And she's like, what? And I was like, no. I like the taste of coffee. Like, I was like, I don't even, like, it doesn't really even do anything to me. Like, I just really like the taste of coffee. And she's like, that's not normal. You have ADHD. We're going to put you on meds. And I was like, all right, I'll try them. And now we're here.
They're working wonders.
You know what's crazy, though? I will say, like, I miss anxiety. Like, you know, like, being on, like, I remember when I first got diet, like, first started taking, I was like, oh, like, is this what Xanax feels like to normal people? Like, is this, like, I don't know. It made me super calm. And I was like, ah, okay.
I don't want to be super calm. I definitely don't want to be super calm.
It's like a blessing and a curse, and like it definitely
sounds like a curse.
It has its benefits, but like I've gotten to that point where I've been just so calm and so relaxed about things, and you know what? I'm not making fucking money being that calm and so aloof to things. Like, oh, you know, like I'm glad I'm relaxed and okay with that, but you know what? I need that anxiety to wake me up at 6 a.m. to work.
Fuck that.
You know what? Kim Kardashian said, right? I just need to get up and work. Nobody wants to work these days, and that's me.
Kim Kardashian shouldn't fucking talk. She has a staff.
Well, yeah. I'm building my staff.
How's that going?
The party of one.
Super well, I see. Super well. So, to answer your earlier question, the natives of Pisces and Cancer zodiac signs are known to drink a lot.
I said Cancer.
You did. The Sagittarius zodiac sign are known to be the sign that drinks the least. That's a goddamn lie.
Actually, I'm a Sagittarius rising, and I only drink when I'm around people. Like, I don't drink at home. I hate drinking at home. I think it's sad.
We're drinking in my home right now.
But it's not my home.
Oh, it's just sad for me. Got it.
Well, no, everyone has their different points of view, but, like, drinking, like, I will drink at home sometimes. Are you sniffling and crying?
Told me I'm sad in my own home.
Eye drops. Get those artificial tears in there.
I'm an AVN nominee for my acting.
You're acting?
Yeah, no, I was nominated for Best Non-Sex Performance in 2018.
Wait, what?
I was nominated for Best Non-Sex Performance in 2018.
But like, what are you like an extra?
I had lines.
So were you what? Like,
I played a rabbi in Jews Love Black Cock.
2014? 2018. Interesting.
Yep.
Who did this?
Burning Angel.
Okay. Cheers.
Movie could not be made today. We won Best Comedy.
It was 2018?
Yeah, 2017, but nominated for AVN 2018 is when I was nominated.
Not too long ago.
It's not.
If you said, like, I thought you said 2014, that would have made more sense.
Nope, 2018.
And I hope people don't get mad at me for saying that.
If they do, they do.
We're making mistakes out here.
We are. But yeah, the best part about that movie was all the performers, you know, for the most part, played my daughters. Including someone who I used to date who was only like 3 years younger than me.
Interesting.
And I'm just like, motherfucker, like you either aged really well or I aged really poorly or both that were being cast as father and daughter here. Fuck.
I mean, MILF is 26.
Well, yeah.
You know, so my first ex-biz, I was at like this little after party. And it was actually with Jasmine. So did Jasmine tell you that like, well, Actually, no. I don't think that that story would have even got brought up. But
about the sketchy dude?
Is that a different story?
Like, Justin brought someone to my attention that, like, I brought to the attention of the expo staff that was like,
oh, no, no, this was this past. That was this year.
Yeah.
No, the year before. So I actually met Jasmine at XBiz in 2022. It was her first XBiz and my first XBiz. It was so cute because the person she was with was like I actually ran away from a conversation because I got stuck at a bar talking to people. And I was like, you know what? Mind you, I went by myself, so I didn't know anyone there. But it got to the point where I was like, oh, I need to go find my friends. And so I did one of those. And then it wasn't even...
Look at you lying to strangers.
Lying to strangers, I told you. But no, literally from like, here's the bar. There's a chair right there. And I turned around and just plopped myself in that chair. And the person that Jasmine was with was like, oh, like, because that was her first one too. And there, because Jasmine's shy. She's so... I love her so much. Like, I could cry about it. But they're like, oh, you should talk to her. And she's like, hi, I'm Jasmine. And I'm like, hey, I'm Megan. What's up? Like, how you doing? I was trying to find people. And we're honestly, we're event buddies now.
Aw.
And it's so cute. And I forgot where I was going with this.
I mean, you're both technically Filipinas too, right?
Yes. Did you like Google that? Because no one... Unless they're Filipino. Everyone tries to deny that I'm Filipino. Or maybe I said that about my dad.
Well,
I mean, listening.
I knew it. active listening. Also, I knew that before you got here.
So you did your research?
No, we've had conversations.
Have we? Okay.
I was paying attention to previous conversations.
I love
Sorry.
That. I mean, I was paying attention to previous conversations.
Like, Chicago, my lord, got it.
I'm so mad that if this does not become a bit, like, I'll be mad. We might not be friends after this.
Well, I mean, at least we'll be friends for at least a week.
What's the turnover rate for these? A week?
It depends on how many I got in the can. No, I mean, but I have two scheduled tomorrow. So one of the guests, I don't think I could malort face.
Are they sober?
No, but... They seem to like, I don't feel like they would appreciate being the butt of a joke.
Oh, see, and I love being a butt of a joke.
Seeing as I can completely no-sell Malort, if you didn't notice while we took the shot, it's just like, eh. Mm-hmm. Malort facing one of my guests tomorrow probably would not go over well. The other guest is a small-town Texas girl who's recently in the industry. I will definitely Malort face her.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I still think you... See, this is where I'm like, fuck them. You still Malort them. Because if it comes with, like, caring and compassion...
It doesn't. Malort never comes with caring and compassion.
When I was introduced, it was with caring and compassion.
No, those are lies. No one issues Malort with caring and compassion. That is a bottle of hate!
I mean, I guess you just have to... Someone once told me my humor is like Daria, and I sound like Daria. I'm more animated right now.
As long as you don't want me to dress up as Jane.
Honestly, I've only watched like 3 episodes of Daria.
That's sad. I have the complete run of it on DVD. Wait.
Oh, so you have like the good version. You have like the actual, like, because I wanted to watch Daria, and then I found out that they lost copyrights to all of them.
No, music. When they did that DVD release, they also had already lost all the copyrights.
Oh, fuck.
That was the first DVD release. It's in the liner notes that we lost the copyrights.
No. Because that's like, I love seeing like little YouTube videos of it. And I'm like, dude, I wish I watched this like while it was still like.
Were you alive when that was out?
When was Daria out?
The 90s?
But like what year? But they lost licensing probably like in 2010. I would have been old enough as like
1997.
Okay, so I was born in 95. When did they lose licensing? Because it was still playing on MTV when I was in middle school, and I don't think they lost licensing then. Because licensing usually is about like 10 years.
There's no good answer in the quick Google search. So
how long is licensing for a song?
That's per deal. That's definitely per deal.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I worked in music at one point.
I never worked in music, but I know a lot of music people.
Well,
I think that was one of our first conversations.
It was.
I don't know how that got brought up. And then how did you being in, was it me saying that I lived in Chicago? Or was it you? Were we talking about music or were we talking about Chicago first?
I feel like I was talking about music and I was like, I ran a record label in Chicago.
And then I was like, oh.
I lived there too.
I was like, I spent 6 months there.
And still managed to find some of my friends.
I'm literally everywhere.
Apparently. I should go through your Instagram and see which one of my Hollywood friends you know.
I was actually telling someone my lore last night. And she was like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what happens when like you live here your whole entire life. I was like, a lot of people's like favorite bands were like my friends. I don't really talk to them anymore because like everyone like either they do fuck shit or like you just grow out of that friendship. But I'm like, yeah, like I was at this person's friend like for show. I was honestly so much cooler when I was younger. Like I'm so fucking lame now. Hang out with my two cats at my home.
You're not supposed to sell yourself like this.
But that's my appeal. I'm the girl who doesn't leave her house with glasses. I'm the person you can run into at the grocery store now.
Joke I was going to make is not appropriate. Joke I was going to make is not appropriate.
I'm the girl next door. I don't know.
Hey, you know your brand better than I do.
I don't even know my brand.
I'm literally... still better than I do.
You know what? It's... honestly, my brand itself has just kind of, I think it's very fitting of like, I'm learning a bunch of this shit because I think the one thing, like, I used to really love social media for its personableness. I don't know how to say that word. But now I feel like in the past like 5 years, like, not to say that wasn't already influencer heavy. I think the idea of an influencer is so fucking stupid. Like, I did not come to this industry to be an influencer. I, like, came in this industry to, like, have fun. As weird as that sounds, like, I never really made social media my big thing, and now I have to.
Yeah, it's work.
But, like, social media shouldn't be work. That's the thing. Like, I never, like, the way...
But we're in entertainment. It is fucking work.
No, I understand that, too. Like, don't get me wrong. I understand all of the ins and outs of it. But, I'm not like...
saying you don't.
But I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I think because... So, this is my problem with, like, social media. Is that it's very one-sided. And whereas, like, I love live streaming. Live streaming is, like, my bread and butter. Like, I love interacting with people. Like, I used to, like, want to be, of course, every person who grew up in Southern California. I was like, I want to be an actor. My parents were like, no. which, now that I know more about it, good on them. Because it's fucked. Like,
I mean, you technically are kind of an actor.
But, like, I chose that as an adult, whereas, like, as a kid, I wanted to be an actor, and, like, I was scouted and stuff like that, and I went to, like, I would get callbacks, and my mom just told me that I didn't get them.
That's fucked up.
Like, she would take me to them, and...
That's fucked up.
But, like...
Like, why take you in the first place if you're not going to take the callback?
To make me shut up. I mean,
So your mom lies a lot, huh?
Oh, she lies more than, like, she does it in a bad way. Whereas, like...
I mean, that's pretty malicious, like, to be like, hey, this career you want to pursue? Nah.
Yeah, and, I mean, granted, like, I will say, like, it's not like she wasn't going to hire a manager. It was just, like, her, and she wasn't going, like, in a sense, good on her because she was going to school and, like, trying to get a degree. So it makes sense. Like, but
no, like at the point you pump out children, you're supposed to sacrifice shit for them.
Well, no.
That's why you don't pump them out.
I agree. Because that's the thing. I've always told anyone, if anyone ever wants kids with me, I'm like, no, I don't think you. Okay, so do you pay attention to Cardi B?
When I have to.
Do you know how she is with her children?
No clue.
Okay, so she gives her children the world. Like, if I were to have children, they would be spoiled rotten.
Gross.
I don't care if it's gross. Like, my kids would have fucking everything. That's the kind of mom I would be.
And you will create horrible human beings. Maybe. Every celebrity's child I've ever interacted with, for the most part, has been a horrible...
I will say...
They all are.
No. A good amount of my friends are Nepo babies.
Yeah, and they probably all suck.
Half of them. Yeah. But no, okay, so like the way that I will say, like, with Cardi B.
Are you a closet Nepo baby?
Actually, I was told I was the Nepo baby of porn.
How are you a Nepo baby of porn?
My first actual like production scene, I was sitting there telling everyone, I was like, oh yeah. So my dad used to like edit porn like back like it was probably the 2010s because I grew up in San Diego and then my mom moved us up north and then my dad, once he got jobs out here, because he works in like internet security, but he was doing like side jobs and his side job was editing porn, and so I disclosed that and they were like, oh, you're like the Nepo baby of porn. And it's funny because my dad actually took it a lot better than my mom. Like, I don't talk to my mom now that it, like, disclosed all of that.
Could it be all the lies?
I don't lie to my mom.
No, all of her lies is the reason you don't talk to her.
Oh, yeah. No, she lies a lot. And, like, the thing is, like, it's weird because actually, like, my parents, divorce, like, all that shit. But...
How old were you when they divorced?
I was 7.
6 for me, so.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. I was actually talking about this morning. I was like, because we were talking about, I was talking about kids with someone, and I was like, oh, yeah. Like, when I turned 26, I realized, like, oh, shit. Like, my mom had 3 kids at this age. Like, I don't know if I, like, I can't even have kids at this age.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
you're 42. Could you have kids at this age?
No, I had a vasectomy.
Oh, I love that. No. Oh, I hope my dad never sees this. Because I was talking about this too with my friends. And they're like, because we were asking him why he didn't get a vasectomy because he's like 40. And I was like.
I'm older than your father.
No. My dad just turned 50.
Oh, okay.
So actually, you are very close in age to my father.
Coolsies.
My dad's actually 2 years younger than my mom.
All right.
But, I mean, the lore of my parents is actually very sweet. Like, unfortunately, like...
But your dad's vasectomy at 40.
My dad had a vasectomy actually after my little sister was born. Because my mom was like, you're like... Well, my dad was lost. I mean, granted, like, when you're... Okay, so, like, my mom's... 24 or my mom's 26, my dad's 24. My dad's also like a sad boy. Like, you know how sad boys in LA are. Well, I guess they were in San Diego at the time, but
in Southern California.
And I mean, honestly, my dad was kind of a fuck boy. So he was sleeping around with people, from what I've been told. I haven't actually talked to him about it, but I don't. It was really like, I didn't even ask my mom about it, but she told me about it. Like, okay, so my.
But now that you know, the Pandora's box has been opened. Why don't you inquire more?
Because I don't really care. Like, I know that they separated because, like, he had an affair with someone at work. But the way, and I think that's like my discrepancy with my mom, is that. Him cheating has no effect on him and I's relationship. What I should be more, like, concerned with is, like, how he treats me. And, like, unfortunately, like, sure, he might have cheated on my mom, but if he still stays loyal to me as his daughter, that's all that matters. Like, that's a parent's role. It's not so much about like divorce is so common and people will do what they have to do. And it's none of my business of my parents' relationship. Unfortunately, like as much as parents want to like consume the child with that, that's not any of my business.
Right. That's between y'all.
I was like, that's why you guys go to court. I'm not the court. Like, so unfortunately, like my mom tried to get in the middle of that. But no, I've never brought that up to my dad. But no, that's why my mom told me she made him get a vasectomy because he kept cheating on her. And she's like, I don't want you to like find out you have a brother or sister somewhere else while we have a family. And it's not to say that my mom was opposed to having half siblings, because my older brother, he's my half sibling, and like he's my brother. Like I didn't know he was my half sibling for like the longest time.
From your father or from your mother?
From my mom.
Okay, from like her first relationship.
Yeah. No. Weirdly enough, my dad was actually the one who was at my brother's birth. They've been friends for that long. It would have been sweet. Like my parents. Story would have been sweet, but like they're both kind of crazy.
These things happen.
And they're punk rock.
Hey, these things fucking happen. Shit.
No, I always tell people, I'm like, my parents would have been better as friends. Like, honestly, they would have stayed friends. Like, I wouldn't even care. Like, I don't care if I'm alive. I think.
Well, if you didn't exist, you wouldn't know.
Exactly. They're like, oh, like, aren't you mad that your parents are like divorced? And I'm like, honestly, I'm kind of glad. Like, I'm glad that they were able to realize that and didn't stick out to, like...
For the kids.
No, that's the worst.
Those motherfuckers are like, we're staying together for the kids. So the kids get to watch a toxic relationship every fucking day?
No, I had an ex-boyfriend whose parents stayed together until because he was the youngest. He had an older brother and he was the youngest. Stayed together until he graduated high school. And... his mom was an alcoholic. His dad was, like, always at school and at work. And, like, they were always fighting. And, like, they put me in the middle of their fights. And I was like, dude, you guys shouldn't be together. And then his mom would be like, we're staying together for the kids. And I'm like, who the fuck cares? Like, it's so much healthier to have, like, to separate and co-parent than it is to stay together and hate each other.
Right, like, because you want to give examples to your kids of two miserable human beings taking their frustrations out on each other every fucking day. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is like, dude, staying together for the kids is like some 1800 shit.
It's so bad. It's some nuclear family shit. And like my mom wasn't like very great at, she tried to co-parent, but she has her own shit. She did try her best, like, I will say that, but, like, my dad was so fucking good at co-parenting, like...
Which one did you stay with most of the time?
My mom.
Okay.
Because...
So you stayed with the liar all the time.
The liar. I hope my mom never sees this.
I'm the one calling her a liar. Right here. Your daughter's not calling you a liar. I am. I, Matt Slayer, am calling you a liar. Why would you lie to your daughter all the time?
What? Even my nana says it. She's like, I don't know why she... I was my parents.
Even her mother's like, yeah. Okay. I don't know where I fucked up here. She's a big liar.
Oh, well, my nana's a liar too.
So she knows how she fucked up. She just won't admit it.
100%. Like, honestly.
So how are you not a liar?
No. Okay. So here's... I will never lie to hurt anyone's feelings. And even if it's hard, I will lie for fun as like a joke, but if I can notice someone getting offended with what I'm saying, I will correct myself. Like, it's more of
like going to see your friends. I'm sure that dude was super cool about that.
Going to see my friends?
You're like at Xbiz, you're like, oh, I'm going to go see my friends now.
I knew I wasn't going to see those people ever again.
You're like, oh, I don't care about offending them. I'm never going to see them again.
He was trying to tell me that he owns property in Malibu and was like trying to get me to go back to his house. Like, no, I'm fucking lying to this person. Like,
but he wanted to like, you know, put on the glass slipper for you, Cinderella.
My hair is not blonde. I look like her stepsisters.
Are you an evil stepsister? Are you an evil stepsister?
No, they got big noses. But I got big feet, so I fit that part.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
You want to know how big my feet are?
Sure.
So, I'm 5'1". I wear a size 8 feet.
Honestly, by the way, I thought you were taller.
I'm wearing platforms right now.
No, I mean, but like you photograph taller.
My legs are really long. Yeah. I have long legs. And so, one of my old roommates, she's 5'7". We stood up next to each other and she has a long torso and our hips like hit each other.
Yeah, because like from your photos, I was fully expecting you to be about 5'6", 5'7".
Mm-hmm. No, I'm fucking short.
And then you rolled in short and I was like, oh, okay.
My great grandma was 4'9". So I have a legal midget in my family. And then that great grandma is on the side of my dad, who is 6'3". So
that good old nutrition, yeah.
And you know, my sister is actually the tall one and she's 5'3". She's the tall one and she's the younger one.
Yeah. For the audience, as I said, when Megan showed up at my door, I'm like, wow, you're short. Okay, cool.
A lot of people think I'm tall. And the funny,
I mean, you photograph tall. You do photograph tall.
Well, and it's funny because I will tell people on like dating apps, I'm like, the only way I catfish you is through my height. I will show up to places in platforms. Like, I wear a good amount of the time because I have these boots and they're like my favorite boots. They're 6 inches. So, like, I will show, and my pants, like, no one makes fucking small ass pants. So, everything drags on the floor anyway. So, I have to wear platforms. I don't really like wearing heels because my feet are so big that I trip all the time. So, I need to be able to have a flat surface to, like, kind of catch myself. But yeah, I tell people all the time, I'm like, the only way I'm catfishing you is my height. So like, there you go.
I feel like most dudes prefer a smaller woman anyways.
There was this dude and he was like, yeah, I don't really go for, I mean, shit, this man was so fucking tall. He's like, yeah, I don't really go for like short women, but like, you're cute. And I'm like, huh? I'm like, then go hang out with the tall girls. Like, I'm sure they, honestly, tall girls don't get enough tall men. Like, go hang out with them. I'm not trying to take you from the tall women.
You're not trying to be that girl. Nah.
Well, shit, my ex-boyfriend was 5'3". Like,
he towered over you.
I was like, everyone's taller than me. Like, I don't need someone who's 6'7".
I mean, unless you want to be right at, like, mouth level.
No, they still got to bend down a little bit.
Well, that's a bummer.
Was that beep saying that the headphones are dying?
No, that was a beep to let you know that like the it's starting a second file.
Oh,
which no one else hears except in your headphones.
Oh, so you don't hear it. I just hear it.
Yep.
Why?
Because that's the output that has the beep.
Why wouldn't you have it?
Well, because you're on the output that the operator is supposed to be wearing.
Operator.
So this is a field recorder. So this is supposed to be in a bag with fucking a boom mic coming off of it.
You know what's funny is I'm a cam girl and I don't know what the fuck you mean. And I'm like, mic, camera, tripod, lights.
We are going to hang out some more at some point. I'm gonna educate you a little.
And then we can... Wait. I think I asked you about this. Were you ever into like deathmatch wrestling?
A little.
Insane. Most insane shit I've ever experienced. I didn't go to any of them because obviously the person that I know and you know, they would try to drag me to it. And I'm like, why would I want to see people get, it's like Spartan shit. I'm like, I don't mind regular like wrestling and stuff like that.
it's still like.
It's worse than Spartan.
It's fake Spartan shit.
I know it's fake. Like, no, don't get me wrong.
I mean,
like
the injuries and the cuts are real.
They told me, like, no, like, they, I mean, it's like WWE, like, they obviously.
It's a work.
Yeah. So everyone knows, like, what their limits are and stuff. But the amount of times that, like, my apartment was also the crash pad for all those dudes without my consent. They were nice, but I'm like, yo, I got fucking finals in the morning. Why would you have these deathmatch wrestlers in our house? But no, the stories they would tell us about, like, oh, yeah, so-and-so, like, almost killed me because the fucking light rod hit me in the wrong part and hit my artery instead, and I had to be taken away from the ambulance, and, like, I was going to die in 6 minutes. And I'm like, why is this your career?
For the thrill of it? I don't fucking know.
I was like, you can get thrills. I mean, shit.
I mean, but why are some people stuntmen?
You know what? At least there's production on set, and they have an. Don't they have ambulances on set for that? They don't have. You have to call an ambulance at a deathmatch wrestling thing. They don't have them on call because they're all underground, anyways.
There's a lot of risky jobs out there.
I'm not trying to fucking throw a ladder over my friend's head.
No one's asking you to. No one. Like we can go back to the tape. No one here tonight has asked you to hit me with a ladder.
That's true. But I had to get a ladder to get that.
Why didn't you make someone taller get it off a shelf for you?
Well, no, the man who had to get it for me. You know, I looked, I think what actually made me late, because I was like timing it out. I didn't take my Adderall. So my time.
So your lack of drugs?
Well, no, it's funny because when I don't take my Adderall, I think I can get timed properly. Whereas like if I take my Adderall, I'm like, I can't do that. I won't do it. But I was like, no, this is going to be fucking hilarious. I'm going to do it. So I go to Total One and I'm like looking and I look for like 10 minutes. I'm like, it says it's aisle 12. Where the fuck is this? I'm like, I'm not that dumb. Like,
after 11. On. It's after aisle 11. Just future reference.
And then I finally, I'm like, all right, I got to ask someone who works here. I'm like, where's the Malort? And she goes and she looks and she's like looking and she's like, oh, it's supposed to be here. You want to tell me why at Total Wine, Malort was completely out of the shelf because so many people had bought it? They had to go and get a ladder and go up to the boxes up top to grab it.
Well, then you should have bought two.
Absolutely not.
What? I thought you were talking about having a bottle for your own home.
That was a joke. Like, I don't invite people at my house.
Ouch, I'm never going to get invited over?
I mean, maybe. But, like, my part, like...
Maybe. That's a no. That's a no.
Honestly, like, I always want to be the person that, like, hosts people. I just can't find enough people. Like I said, a lot of my friends are sober. And a lot of my friends don't stay up past, like, 11 p.m.
Well, I have neither one of those problems.
So, I guess we're having a party at my house.
Cool.
I still can't believe these are glass.
I mean, we live in the same neighborhood, so...
I know. Honestly, I thought you lived a little bit more west of me. I don't know why.
No, I definitely don't live west of you.
I think the way that you were described... I'm drinking so much of tequila. I did not realize that. I was like, that was a heavy pour.
This is why this is a self-service show.
No, I actually, like, my whole entire drinking life, I've been known to make the strongest mixed drinks.
Not cocktails.
Mixed drinks. We found that out tonight.
Yep.
You're defeated with that one. You were really like you were.
I was confident, and I was.
Are we one for one, or are we two for one, or like?
I wasn't keeping score.
Well, you can go back and edit it and just put it on the screen and just count it.
I could go back and edit it and just be right the whole time.
Fuck.
Beauty of editing. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, that one, I can actually taste tequila in that one.
See, I'm an adult. I can admit when I'm wrong.
No, and that's, like, people think I'm very hard-headed. And I will say shit just to say shit. And I'm like, all right, prove me wrong. And then they will. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then they get, like, surprised. And I don't
know. Well, that's fucking immature on their part. Like,
they're like, oh, what? And I'm like, okay, prove me wrong. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm wrong.
Yeah, like, real adults can admit when they're wrong. Like, real adults can take in new facts and be like, oh, shit, I learned something.
I love Google.
Obviously. Obviously.
Like, I literally...
We have the wealth of human knowledge in our fucking hands, and we don't use it. We've never been dumber.
You know what? Anytime someone asks me something stupid on cam, I'm like, Google's free.
Oh, no. Have you never used the site? Let me Google that for you.
I used that a lot in middle school.
Wow, I'm fucking old.
Did you ever?
You're like, I used that in middle school. Like, fuck. I think I was already drinking by the time that was out.
Probably. Did you ever use StumbleUpon?
No.
Oh, so were you ever big on Tumblr?
No.
Fuck off. Like that.
Okay. Good night. Thank you everyone for tuning into this week's episode of Now We Drink. I've been told to fuck off, so I'm going to fuck off now. Megan, the floor is yours. Goodbye.
Hello, I'm Megan Mistakes. Cheers. You're really deadpanning me right now. Who did this art? Did you buy this off of Amazon?
No. Mixed Tiles.
The fuck is that?
Site that sells like fucking internet art and shit. Well, so the small...
Do you know any of these artists?
Fuck no.
I'm disappointed.
I'm just happy that I'm supporting their art.
But you don't know them.
Okay.
I like...
Well, I should hang some of my own... Actually, the one behind the...
Do you have your own art?
I do street photography.
What?
Yeah.
Why don't I know this?
Because you're a bad fan?
You have all of your podcasts on your fucking thing.
I definitely had street shots from Tokyo on my Instagram.
You went to Tokyo?
I was there in November.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I travel the world a bit.
Oh my God.
I've been on six...
Worldwide.
I've been on six fucking continents.
Shit.
Have
you been to the Philippines?
I have not.
Oh, what the fuck?
So that piece of art actually... Behind the curtain, I do know the artist on that one.
The cowboy?
Mm-hmm. That's by his Instagram is Art of Ollie.
Okay.
And Ollie Jervins, I believe, is his name.
Do you know that this is totally a random plug? And I was showing It's always this morning.
Those pieces I know too, but
the top one kind of, well, is that Rihanna in the cloud?
In the top one?
Yes, in the very top one. That looks like Rihanna.
No. So that is a sign print from Sean Phillips from Criminal.
Who?
He's a comic book artist.
Okay.
Phillips and Brubaker, they do a bunch of stuff for Image Comics. Criminal's one of their series. It's fucking phenomenal.
Okay.
Do you not read comics?
Well, so funny enough.
That's a no.
I used to.
Oh.
So I grew up in San Diego. I was super into anime. I was super into comics and like Pokemon and all of these things. And like there was this comic book store that me and my brother would walk to every single day. And we'd trade Pokemon cards or like comics for like 80 cents. So like we would do chores and like go. I have like, I actually just recently found all of my Sailor Moon comics.
Nice.
Like, I used to have, like, such a great relationship with my brother. Like, he would sit there and, like, read comics because I couldn't read. Like, I was not at the age to read. He would sit there. I would pick out comics. He would read them. Like, we would go to the comic book store, pick out comics, and he'd read them to me at night. And then when my parents divorced, it was like these white kids did not know what comic books were. They didn't really know what Sailor Moon was, and they sure as hell did not know what fucking anime was.
Oh, no.
And so I'm sitting there, like, trying to talk to, my seven-year-old self, like, hey, like, I really like these things, and they would make fun of me. So, like, I have blocked out so much of that just to, like, get into high school, and then all of a sudden it's hip and cool, and, like, everyone's, like, super into anime, and I'm like, all these motherfuckers literally bullied me. Larry told me I was fucking weird and that, like, they wouldn't talk to me if I was watching that.
It's so weird how that shit came around. Like, as someone who, you know, went to high school in the 90s, I played D&D. That shit was not cool.
Dude. Okay. So I went to a D&D convention. I have the shirt. And I'm very mad because out of all the shirts that I've kept throughout my, like, okay, this shirt I'm wearing is a childhood shirt.
You've grown so much.
But I have this D&D shirt from, I think I was like 8 or 9, because my brother was super into D&D. Like, my brother was a whole ass nerd. So was my dad. Like, I know all of that shit.
You already said he was into punk. Obviously, he was a nerd.
But so my brother, like, took us to this D&D convention. Somehow my ticket got, like, pulled out to do, like, the live acting of it.
Oh, God.
I was like 7 or 8 years old, maybe 9. I don't know. And I, like, when I get nervous, like, I just laugh there. And, like, all these adults were kind of being assholes. But anyway, I got this t-shirt from it. The only t-shirt that has ever gotten a moth holes in it. But I still have it. But it says Dungeon Master on it.
Nice.
And I've been trying to find, like, a replacement for so fucking long because it's so sick. But has so many fucking holes of where I'm like, do I just sew this and, like, make sure it, like, looks like it says Dungeon Master?
No, let the holes, let it be authentic.
My nipple hangs out.
Oh my God. No one's ever seen your nipple before.
Well, like, I can't wear that out. Well, actually, no, I could wear that in public because, like, I'm known to flash my tits everywhere.
Good to know.
I got new titties recently, too.
I mean, you're happy to show the camera if you want.
That's not safe for work. What, yeah. Are you going to put this on YouTube?
Yeah, I'll edit it out for YouTube. Patreon does get the tits, though.
Oh, Patreon gets the tits.
Yep. Your call.
Right. Should I There you go. There's my new titties. They're actually real, like real, real. There's no implants. It's fat. It's like a BBL for tits.
Bravo. In the brief moment I saw them, they looked very nice.
Well, it's funny because you know when, well, I guess you wouldn't know. But they always say that, like, when you get something, if you get certain work done, it takes a while for your brain to catch up with it. And so, like, I'll look at my tits. I'm like, oh, it doesn't look that different. And then I'll have to take pictures. Like, I have to take pictures and compare it. And be like, oh, okay. So, like, my money was well spent. Because this is...
We literally put off this podcast so you could heal after your tits.
That's true. Because you're like, oh, this is a drinking... I was like, I can't drink for a month.
I'm like, you don't have to drink. You're like, I want to drink.
Oh, no, I have literally, okay, so ironically, it's the 4th of July, so, like, I drank yesterday, I'll drink today, I probably won't drink for, like, another 3 weeks, because I won't leave my house.
Oh, well, good to know we're not hanging out in the next 3 weeks.
I mean, we could, shit. Do you, how, like, in the alt scene are you out here? Like, in the metal alt scene?
A little bit, not as much as I used to be.
You're old now. See, this is
accurate.
This is where I become an asshole.
Oh, no.
Because I love calling people old.
It's accurate. I'm old.
I called Rick. So my thing is like, people, so my best friend, like, a while ago was talking about, like, the funniest thing someone's ever said to me, too. Was because women of divorce, they're like, oh, she has daddy issues, like, whatever. And, like, I don't find old men attractive, but I figured out why. Like, no, I really figured out why, because my dad hasn't aged.
Yeah. So it's a different daddy issue?
Well, it's like one of those things where, like, both my parents have actually aged, like, very well. So, like, my parents, like, look kind, like, they just started aging in the past, like, I don't know, 5 years. And so, like, when I see people who look older than my dad, I'm like, that's weird. But they'll be younger.
Wow. Call that on my own show.
Well, no. Like, honestly, like, you I was going to say my dad's older than you.
He is.
But, like, no. Like, if I see someone who's, like... Like, my friend was, like, pulling up all of these... And I was like, I can say that they're attractive. Like, that's not, like, a problem for me. But I was like, that... I'm not, like... Get, like... Ah, shit. My dad's fucking Asian. Like, if people look older than my dad, like, absolutely not. Like, I can't bring you home to meet my dad if you look older than him. Like, you know how fucking weird that would be?
For who?
Both of us, me and my dad. Like, could you imagine being a dad?
No, thank God. No.
But, like, okay, so you're a dad.
Why are we talking about my nightmares? Why are we talking about my fucking nightmares?
My nightmares too. But, like, both
me being a father's your nightmares? Wow, Megan. Wow.
Shit, my hips spread. I'm like, you know, you could lose teeth. I learned that recently. Like, your teeth can fall out during pregnancy.
I feel like you're coming out the wrong end if you're losing teeth.
No, because it's like something it like
the baby steals your calcium, I know.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Because they're little parasites.
They're straight up parasites. Like, I don't know why my mom had 3 kids.
Because your dad's polygamy was trash?
Well, my dad had 2. The first one was someone else.
See, that wasn't me not listening. You did say that.
I caught you.
Oh my God. This whole fucking thing. I fucked up once. So your mom just, you know, fucking pulls guard position.
My mom's a baby mama, okay?
She's a fertile myrtle. What?
No. Okay, so that's the way my mom scared me. She was like, you come from two very fertile parents. Make sure you wear a condom.
Yeah. One nut got you fucking...
But you know how long I went. Okay, the most ironic thing is that, like, a few months before that, that's when I started using condoms. Like, that's the crazy thing is that I was doing, like, unprotected sex, like, pull-out game, like, never got pregnant. Like, I also found out, like, a little bit before that I had a latex allergy, and I was like, what do I do? Found some, like, non-latex condoms. A bitch gets fucking pregnant using a condom with a one nut, dude.
One mighty nut.
It must have been strong. You know what, maybe?
It's like going blind. You know, your other senses will get stronger, so he lost a nut and the other one doubled up.
Well, I think it was because, like, he was 2 years sober at the time. So, gross. Like, his swimmers were, like, stronger.
Gross.
I have, like, a weird thing for dating sober men.
Gross.
I realize this because I'm like, oh, I want a DD.
They invented Uber for such things.
But I don't have to pay.
Yeah, get the dude to pay.
I don't want them to know my address.
If you're dating them.
Yeah, but like, I don't also.
We barely know each other. I know your address. I know where you live. We barely know each other.
But like, you're like a friend. Like, I'm not trying to get people to know like my address. If I don't like. I think the most toxic part of me is that I also, like, view every... This gets me in trouble so much, too. I'm like, oh, everyone's a friend. I don't go into, like, thinking I'm going to fuck people. Like, weirdly, as much, like, I fucking do porn. And I'm like, hey, I meet you. You're my friend. And people are like, I want to fuck you. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I hate to break it to you. People do want to have sex with you.
And that's when I usually troll them. And then...
How do you troll them?
Well, I feel like you saw this probably on Twitter. Like, last time some dude tried to fuck me, I was like, oh, I'm not fucking you, but you can jerk off in front of me. So I just, like... It honestly kind of felt like a cam show. Weirdly...
Cam show for one? Well, did you tip?
Like... It was like a real life cam show.
Did you tip?
No, absolutely not.
Why the fuck? Look, you're a bad fucking viewer.
You know what? He was the first man to see my new titties. So that was his tip.
That's a bad tip. They're nice tits. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're bad tits.
But, like, most people have to pay for a lot of, like, I think because I'm so on, like, because I've always viewed myself as, like, an extrovert. And then the more online I've become, I'm like, you know what? I like staying home. Like, I've never liked to stay home.
It sometimes happens with age.
I think so. I'm getting old.
Aw. Aw.
You.
Aw.
27.
You old maid, you.
Shit. I mean, this girl on Twitter recently said, women aren't good past 25.
A lot of stupid shit is said on the internet. A lot.
Like, why do people buy into this shit? Like,
to sell beauty products, to sell plastic surgery. That's part of it.
You know what's crazy, too, is that I realized through my mom, because she didn't wear makeup and, like, she did, like, kind of the bare minimum. Like, as long as you, like, a good amount of things. Like, as long as you take off your makeup before you go to bed, like, you're fine. Like, you'll age fine. Like, everyone in my family has actually aged pretty well.
Well, good on them. Look at your superior Filipino genetics.
My mom's not Filipino. She's white. She got the crinkly racist-ass skin.
Well, that just throws my theory right out the fucking window.
No, it's actually, like, really a mind fuck for me because, so, like, my dad's family immigrated here in the 70s, but my mom's family's so fucking deep in American history. And, like, granted, like, my family was very on top of it. Like, hey,
we don't do this thing, like, this is bad. Like, which is weird watching, like, the like, very alt-right kind of shit.
Is it alt-right? Is that the correct term?
Extremist shit.
I mean, I'm not sure alt-right's a correct term, but it's a term.
Well, no, just, like, the extremist, like, when...
White nationalism?
Yes. Like, watching white nationalism, like, it's weird because so, like, it's even weird even for me to say this, but, like, my family came from that. Like, they came from the Confederacy. My mom's mom's side came from the Confederacy. I stumbled on that word.
So, like, 150 years ago, your mom's side would have owned your dad's side?
Yes. Like, well... I mean, the U.S. colonized the fucking Philippines.
I mean, we kind of stole them from the Spanish.
Yeah.
That was like 1897, Spanish-American War.
So the reason, totally off-trailing, but the reason why my Filipino family got citizenship here was because they helped, like, during the whole Japanese, like...
1898, by the way. I was off by a year.
It was, like, during communism and stuff like that. And so my great-grandpa got VA benefits, and that's what brought them over to the U.S. because he was, like, having health issues. So he was like, I'm going to get my VA benefits from the U.S. Smart man. But, no, it's like, a really weird thing because my mom's side of the family... super like southern, and then her dad's side of the family is like northern American, and like not the union was any better, but like I will say her dad's side of the family though is like super open, like at the time, like my aunt, like I have two twin aunts, she's gay, her other twin aunt married this Jamaican man, like I grew up with Jamaican uncles, like, and a gay aunt, and then on my dad's side of the family, like, I have a gay uncle, like, and then I also have, like, it's very weird and, like, complex of, like, my family pot of things.
It's the American dream.
That's what they say. But no, I'm very fortunate to have, like, a lot of experience of other people to where, like, even when I moved up to the suburbs and, like, when Prop were you around when Prop 8 was happening in California?
I think that's before my time. Tell me and the audience what that is.
So Prop 8 was like the thing in California. And I remember when it was happening. And it was the first time I actually realized.
What was Prop 8?
Prop 8 was legalizing gay marriage. Or like union. I don't know if it was legalizing or it was unionizing gay marriage in California. But that was because I had grown up with my aunt who was gay and my uncle who was gay. I didn't know that they weren't married. Like, my parents never made a big deal about it. They were like, oh, this is, like, their husband and this is their wife.
Prop 8 was actually there to ban gay marriage.
So it was a yes or no thing.
So Proposition, according to the quick Google.
Okay.
Proposition 8, informally as Prop 8, was a California ballot proposition and a state constitutional amendment intended to ban same-sex marriage. It passed in November 2008, California state elections, and was later overturned in court.
Okay, so I was also, what year was that?
2008.
So I was still in middle school, so like, memory's kind of blurry.
Oof, that's fucking 3 years before I left Chicago.
But no, because I remember that being a big deal and I was so confused. Like, I was so fucking confused because I was like, wait, my aunt and my aunt are married and like my uncle and my uncle aren't married. And that was the first time I found out they weren't married. Like, I thought they were, my whole entire life, I thought they were married because it wasn't like a big deal.
Like, nor should it have been. But, you know, people be fucked up.
Well, and that was like, I as much as I don't agree with my family, like, I really am proud of who they brought up as a person. Like I wouldn't be the person I am without them. I don't.
Well, yeah, the trauma adds spice.
And I wouldn't even, like, sure, the trauma, like, I can be resentful of the trauma.
Oh, no, 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 that's the flavor. Like, do you want to be vanilla and have, like, a perfect life? Fuck that.
I mean, no. I mean, but I do. I also need to pee. I'm going to go pee.
Well, actually, it's about that time we're going to call last call.
We're going to do last call because
We've been going over 2 hours already.
No way. I told you we're going to do. I was like, we're going to hit 3 hours.
Oh, no. Like, after you pee, I'm down to continue hanging, but I don't want to edit anymore.
I feel that.
We will have a part two. You live in the fucking neighborhood.
Right. Honestly, let's do a part two. We'll do. Can we do a part two of finishing a bottle of Malort?
I mean, we could.
Malort and Coke. Like, I will do shots of Malort.
No chaser. No chaser.
California.
You brought the fire. You guys.
Has anyone else brought you Malort though?
Not on the podcast, no.
I love that. See, this is why I did that. Because I know, because I like when my brain is actually working, I'm like, oh, like I'm a very context kind of clue person. And I'm like, this is something that they will remember. And like,
no, definitely. But
I think you should still make Malort as a bit.
I will see what I can do.
You know, honestly, just be like, this is for making mistakes. And then be like, who is that bitch?
We'll go back and look at the episode, obviously.
Exactly.
Hey, Megan. Where can they find you on the things? I know you need to pee. I need to get the sign off from you before you go pee.
So I am Megan Mistakes on Twitter. I am not Megan Mistakes on Instagram.
Not confusing at all.
I might be shadow banned, but honestly, I have a great SEO. So if you just type in Megan Mistakes on Google, all my shit pops up. Like, I have a great SEO.
Fuck yes. Fuck yeah.
That's why I stick with this.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Branding's important.
I get fucking It's My Shit and then Maroon 5 and Megan Thee Stallion.
Sick. Sick.
And not a bad thing.
Not at all.
I know Adam Levine's dad. He's an asshole.
Surprised to no one.
Really not. Like, I fucking hate him. I hope he sees this. Fuck you, friend.
I hope he does too. And as always, you can find me at Matt_Slayer on Twitter, Matt Slayer on Instagram, Matt F and Slayer on Facebook, twitch.tv/MattFandSlayer. You can find the Patreon at patreon.com/MattSlayer. I don't know why Megan's laughing so hard in my sign off.
That's so many things.
Yeah, I'm on a lot of fucking things.
You get with it.
If you want to see the uncensored version, including Megan's new tits, at patreon.com/MattSlayer. And as always, you can find the podcast at And Now We Drink on Twitter, And Now We Drink _ on Instagram. And until next week, drink up, motherfuckers.
I think that will get you a lot of Patreon hits.
I certainly hope so.
New tits.
New tits. They're not my new tits. They're Megan's.